Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. In this series, Pastor Rick takes an in-depth look at God's provision for you, from His constant presence to His purpose for your life and His preparation for a place for you in heaven. In just a bit, we're going to tell you about the Verses of Hope Scripture Box, a beautifully adorned gold vegan leather box filled with multicolored, artfully illustrated, and inspiring scripture cards. It's perfect for filling your mind with God's Word. And you can take a sneak peek right now while you listen to today's broadcast just by going to PastorRick.com or texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's teaching. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How God Heals Your Hidden Wounds.
You see, your brain is like a tape recorder, and it has recorded every single experience your five senses have experienced. Everything you've smelt, everything you've seen, you've heard, you've touched, you've tasted. Oh, it's all in there. Everything people have said, your brain is an amazing recorder. It's recorded it all down, good and bad, right and wrong, true and false. Now, here's the problem. Your brain doesn't distinguish between things that are true and things that are false. And particularly when you were a little kid, there were some things that were said to you that were flat out lies, but you believed them. And if you believed them, you act on them. And some of you are still operating on faulty data. And when you base your life on faulty data, then what happens is you build a self-defeating lifestyle. And you set yourself up for failure and pain and hurt. Some of you and your kids had adults or authority figures in your life say things like, you're stupid, you're ugly, you're never going to amount to anything, I'm embarrassed to call you my child, you're uncoordinated, you're dumb, why couldn't you be smart like your sister or your brother? And on and on and on, and they said things to you, you're worthless. And they went into that recorder. And some of you are 20 years old, 30, 40, 50, 60, and you're still acting on old tapes and wondering why you still do things that defeat you. Self-defeating actions and habits. You got to replace those tapes with God's truth. Look at the verse on the back of your outline, Romans 12:2. Let's read it aloud together. Let God transform your into a new person by changing the way you think. How does God change us? How does He transform us? By changing the way we think. How do you do that? Well, first, you have to pray and you say, God, would you heal my memories? Those things that are hurt, those open wounds in my heart, they still hurt. Would you heal my memories? Begin that process. Second, you need to fill your mind with God's Word, this book. The more you fill your mind with this book, the more it'll start erasing old tapes and putting God's truth in your mind. And so you fill your mind with this book by memorizing and studying and reading it, God's truth. And then the third thing you do is you believe the truth about you. What is the truth about you anyway? What has God said about you? Look at the next verse. Through what Christ would do for us, there's the key, through what Christ would do for us, God decided to make us holy in His eyes. Without a single fault, we stand before Him covered with His love. Circle the phrase, without a single fault. Star it, underline it, draw arrows to it, whatever. That's how God sees you once you step across the line and give your life to Christ. Without a single fault. He takes everything you've ever done wrong, the guilt, the regrets, the shame, the hurts, and He just erases it. And He says, okay, we're going to start over. And that's what I think about you. God sees you without a single fault. Because you're really that way? No, because of what Christ's love has done for you. That's the good news. Now, you know, psychologists have proven over and over and over again that the way you see yourself, your self-esteem, your self-worth, your self-concept, is largely determined by what you think the most important person in your life thinks about you. Did you get that? That The way you see yourself tends to be based on what you think the most important person in your life thinks about you. So I want to suggest to you that you make Jesus Christ the most important person in your life, because he's going to tell you the truth and everybody else is going to lie to you. So you can decide, am I going to listen to liars? You're worthless, you're nothing. Am I going to listen to what Jesus Christ said? The Bible says that when you are in Christ, you are valuable, you are acceptable, you are lovable, you are forgivable, you are capable, you are usable by God. That's what God says about you. So the question is, who are you going to believe?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
In order to live for God in the most meaningful way possible, we need to have His Word deep down in our hearts. Right now, we'd like to tell you about the Verses of Hope Scripture Box. This beautiful gold vegan leather box is filled with artfully illustrated and inspiring scripture cards, along with well-designed blank cards for your personal notes and observations. This resource will help you memorize God's Word and will daily restore your sense of hope. The Verses of Hope Gold Scripture Box will help you get on the path to a more Christ-centered life as you fill your mind and heart with His Word. And because this stylishly designed study tool looks so great, you'll also be adding a bit of flair to your living space. We'll send it to you to say thanks for your gift to support Daily Hope. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And remember, when you sign up for convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life and pastor at Saddleback Church. I have some great news for those of you who speak Spanish. A daily Spanish edition of the Daily Hope broadcast. It's going to include the same inspirational and practical Bible teaching that I've been sharing on Daily Hope for the past 6 years, but it's going to be in Espanol.
Jeremías 29:11. Sé muy bien lo que tengo planeado para ustedes, dice el Señor. Son planes para su bienestar, no para su mal. Son planes de darles un futuro y una esperanza.
Would you help me get this word out to people who speak Spanish as their first language? We have always had the desire to share the good news of hope with everyone, everywhere. And with 500 million people who speak Spanish in the world, this will open up a brand new audience of people to hear about the love and the joy and the peace and the hope of Jesus Christ.
You can listen right now at PastorRick.com. You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
So I want to suggest to you that you make Jesus Christ the most important person in your life, because he's going to tell you the truth and everybody else is going to lie to you. So you can decide, am I going to listen to liars? You're worthless, you're nothing. Am I going to listen to what Jesus Christ said? The Bible says that when you are in Christ, you are valuable, you are acceptable, you are lovable, you are forgivable, you are capable, you are usable by God. That's what God says about you. So the question is, who are you going to believe? What somebody lied to you about? What somebody told you on the school ground? What some imperfect, sinful authority figure said to you? Or what God says about you? It's your choice. You have to replace old tapes with God's truth. That takes a process, but you need to start on it. Number four, you want to be healed from your hidden wounds? You have to then refocus on the future. Refocus on the future. Get your attention off your past and on to God's plan for your future. That's one of the things I love about the Celebrate Recovery program here at Saddleback. Because number one, it's based on the Bible. It's based on the eight Beatitudes steps that Jesus gave. And number two, it has a conversion experience in it. And number three, recovery happens in the context of other people, which God said you need others to help you go to get growing. But number four, it is focused on the future. It says, yeah, you blew it, but now let's do this. Yeah, those people hurt you, but now let's get on with your life. And it's forward thinking, because you've got to refocus on the future. Now, there are three steps to refocusing on the future, and they're all in Job chapter 11. Let's read this out of the Good News Translation. Put your heart right, reach out to God, then face the world again, firm and courageous. Then all your troubles will fade from your memory like floods that are past and remembered no more. Look at that. What a great verse. It says, look what it says. First it says, put your heart right. What does that mean? Give up your right to get even. Release those who have hurt you. Forgive them, whether they deserve it or not. You do the right thing, whether they did the right thing or not. You say, I don't feel like doing that. Well, do it anyway. Because it's the right thing to do, and it's because it's the only way you're going to get well. Do it anyway. Put your heart right. You do the right thing, which is forgiveness. Then number two, it says, reach out to God. You need to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, and you need to ask him to begin healing your hidden wounds. And you need to ask him to start bringing good out of the evil that has happened to you. Here's the real issue. Do you really want to get well? Do you really want to get well? If you do, you stop focusing on your hurt and you start focusing on your healer. Stop focusing, getting obsessed with your hurt and the people who hurt you, and start focusing on your healer, Jesus Christ, Jehovah Rapha. I am the God who heals you. He is the answer. Nobody else is. And then it says, the third thing, face the world again. Don't withdraw. Don't pull yourself back into shell. Resume living. Stop saying I'm a victim and start saying I'm not a victim anymore. And you start looking ahead. Now, if you do these steps, notice what happens. It says, then all your troubles will fade from your memory, like floods that are past and remembered no more. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you like to have your troubles fade from your memory? Then take these steps. You see, the principle is forgetting is caused by refocusing. You don't forget the past by just saying, well, I'm going to forget it. I'm going to forget it. Oh, I'm going to forget it. What are you doing? You're thinking about it the whole time. You can't say, I'm going to forget that. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to refocus on Jesus Christ and his plan and purpose for your life, and you become so consumed and committed to that, you don't have time to think about that. It's refocusing. I want you to write down a sentence. Would you write this down? My past is not my future. My past is not my future. My past is not my future. Yeah, that was then, but this is now. And I'm not stuck in the past, and I don't have to stay stuck in the past because I have the power of God in me through Christ. And that's the old me. Now this is the new me. And maybe that's what I used to be, but that's not what I am now, and it's certainly not what I'm going to be. My past is not my future. You are not bound to perpetuating the past, only if you choose to, through resentment. What you need to do is take these steps of revealing your hurt, releasing those who have offended you, replacing the old tapes with God's truth, and refocusing on the future. When you do that, you will be able to do what Proverbs 4:25 says, look straight ahead with honest confidence. Don't hang your head in shame. Now listen, you're never going to get well by yourself. If you could have, you'd be well by now, and you can't. You need other people. You need support. You need a support group. And the best place to find that is in a loving church family, like here at Saddleback. When people hurt deeply, they will do almost anything to stop the hurt. Get stoned, get drunk, pop some pills, go to bed with somebody they don't even know. They'll do almost anything to stop the hurt. Now, how do you spell relief? S-E-X? D-R-U-G-S? D-R-I-N-K? How do you spell relief? P-O-R-N-O? I want to suggest that you spell it J-E-S-U-S. The world can only offer you temporary painkillers to relieve that pain. Just painkillers. And there are three problems with painkillers. Number one, they don't last. They don't last. Number two, they are addicting. And number three, they never solve the problem. Never. And so when you come down from that experience, or that high, or that affair, or that fling, or whatever it is, you're still lonely. And you still feel ashamed. And you still feel bitter and angry and worthless. Stop going to quick fixes. They don't work. Give your life to Jesus Christ. I am the God who heals. That boyfriend is not the answer. That girlfriend is not the answer. That habit is not the answer. I am the God who heals. How do you know when you've been healed? You know you've been healed when you want to start sharing the cure with everybody else. You see, you're not really healed until you've come to the fifth step, and it's this. You got to reach out to help others. And if you're not there, you're not healed yet. Because that's the fifth step in God's healing process. Reach out to help others. You got to redeem your pain. You've got to use your experiences to help other people. That's called ministry. God meant for us to help each other, and He can use your pain for good. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1, God comforts us every time we have troubles, so that when others have trouble, we can comfort them with the same comfort that God has given to us. Have you got a major hurt in your life? Listen, in a church this size, we got a group for it. You name a hurt, I can guarantee you, we got a group, a Celebrate Recovery group, support group that can help you. You think, well, nobody has my problem. Listen, in a church this size, there are at least 100 other people who have your problem. At least 100. And I would encourage you to get involved in this. I mean, you want to start over? You can, it is possible. Look at the last verse. When someone becomes a Christian, he is a brand new person inside. He is not the same anymore. A new life has begun. That's what happens. God says, let's just erase the past. Let's start. Let's put new tapes in the tape recorder. Now, some of you have stepped across the line, but you haven't, you've accepted Christ in your heart, but you haven't revealed your hurt. You haven't released those who've offended you. You haven't replaced those old tapes with new truth. And so you're still living in your old life, even though God's given you the power to have a new life. You need to appropriate that today by taking the steps of recovery. And you can begin today. Let's bow our heads. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what the scar. It doesn't matter what the sin. It doesn't matter how you fell somewhere along the way. There's healing for your life today. Thank you, Father, that you can heal broken hearts, bitter memories, and damaged self-esteem. Thank you that patterns can be erased and reversed. Only you can do that. Thank you that self-defeating lifestyles can be halted and new lives can be begun. Thank you that you turn nobodies into somebodies. And Jesus, I ask you to touch hurting hearts and minds today with your healing touch of love. Save some people right now. Now you pray. Pray this in your mind. Jesus Christ, I realize that you see and you feel all the pain in my heart, the hurt and resentment, anger and guilt, fear, insecurity, you see it all. I desperately need your healing for my hidden wounds, my emotional scars. So today, by faith, I'm taking these initial steps. Help me to admit the things that have hurt me, to myself and to you and at least another person, the things that I've been ashamed of. Today, I want to begin the healing process by asking you, Jesus Christ, to come into my life. I'm going to need your help to stop focusing on getting even and instead focus on getting well. And I'm going to need your help and the help of others to release those who've hurt me and replace the old tapes in my mind with your truth. I want to refocus on the future and your plan and purpose for my life. And I look forward to the day that I am so healed that I am able to help others the way you're going to help me. Father, I realize I need support today. So I commit to joining a church family where I can receive and give the support I need. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. But first, you know, in order to live for God in the most meaningful way possible, we need to have His Word deep down in our hearts. Right now, we'd like to tell you about the Verses of Hope Scripture Box. This beautiful gold vegan leather box is filled with artfully illustrated and inspiring scripture cards, along with well-designed blank cards for your personal notes and observations. This resource will help you memorize God's Word and will daily restore your sense of hope. The Verses of Hope Gold Scripture Box will help you to get on the path to a more Christ-centered life as you fill your mind and heart with His Word. And because this stylishly designed study tool looks so great, you'll also be adding a bit of flair to your living space. We'll send it to you to say thanks for your gift to support Daily Hope. And when you sign up for convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you about today's exciting opportunity.
One of the reasons that I started Daily Hope is to take the message of hope, not just across our country, but all around the world, to people who need a shot of encouragement, who need the message and word of hope in a discouraging day. And that message can only be found in Jesus. Would you help me with this? I really need your help. I can't do it by myself. And I'd like to ask you to become my partner in the Daily Hope ministry. If you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in hope, you can help me broadcast these life-transforming messages from God's Word, not just here in America, but in podcasts and online and literally all around the world. I would love to have you as a partner in hope.
And remember, when you sign up for the convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Thanks in advance for your support. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope or visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.